medication adherence is a huge issue. It's only about 60% of prescriptions are picked up. With our model, we find that's close to 100%. So that's a 40% increase of patients who are literally, and for lack of a better term, following the doctor's orders.
Matt Hoff, welcome to Statehouse. You're CEO of AS Medication Solutions, mm-hmm. correct? What we're going to talk about today is the point of service physician dispensing issue, which has been an issue in a number of states, but in Texas, we're talking about today. We were talking earlier, I guess we're on our, third or fourth session that this has come about. For our viewers and listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, so we know a little bit about you and then also about the company. And then we can kind of get into what it is that ASM does.
Sure. Well, Frank, thanks for having me. Yep. Really appreciate it and always enjoy an excuse to get to Austin. I'll just give a quick background to who I am. And I got into healthcare in a really weird and circuitous way. So I went to West Point, commissioned as an infantry officer, joined the 82nd Airborne, did a deployment to Iraq. And then after we came back from Iraq, actually was a Ranger instructor. So, you know, of the top 10 worst experiences of my life, three or four of them were in Ranger school. And for some reason decided I wanted to go share that joy with others.
We're sharing it back, you know, that's right. Sharing the wealth.
Not at all the typical path into healthcare. When I got out of the Army, I wasn't super sure what I wanted to do, but I went and got my MBA at Georgia Tech. And while I did that, I was working at Home Depot's corporate office. So again, two things that normally don't get you to healthcare, but I found a really great company. There's a family connection, which is how I wound up at AS Meds. And I started with our sister company and have been with the organization for 8 years now. You know, I think the story of our company is a little bit more interesting than the story of Matt. So if you don't mind, I'll go into a little bit.
Please.
You know, people think physician dispensing and you think it's the opposite of pharmacy or opposite of pharmacist or misaligned issues or people tearing in different directions from each other. But our founder was actually a pharmacist from rural Nebraska. So Jim was a pharmacist in the Air Force during Vietnam, came back, opened up a mom and pop pharmacy in rural Nebraska and opened up a couple more and a couple more and was a really, really innovative guy and kept coming up with different ideas and different solutions. But what it really always boiled down to was he was trying to give people access to medication in an easy way with obviously all of the controls and rigors and safety and all of those important things. But people who normally couldn't get their meds that they needed to stay healthy, his goal was to get them the ability to get that. And that came into, you know, he would support patients of his if their company was on strike. He would support physician dispensing. He would support different avenues of getting things. So in 2008, AS Meds was originally part of Allscripts, and it was founded by two doctors. And we were the original part of Allscripts, right? So these two doctors were on vacation in Japan. One of their wives got sick and, you know, went through a very, you know, you can imagine the emotional burden of I'm sick in a foreign country, nobody speaks English, and the letters don't even look like letters, right? But they found a way, when they were getting discharged from the hospital, instead of having to go out to a pharmacy, the doctor just handed them the medication that they needed. Just to make it super simple, what's simpler than somebody handing it to you right as you leave, right? So they brought that idea back with them. They weren't the first to do physician dispensing, but they launched it into what became Allscripts. The EMR became a bigger part of the company, so they parted ways. And the ownership team of my company, even though they were pharmacists, and we still have a pharmacist as one of our owners, they saw the value of increasing access to medication and making it easier for folks to do what they need to do to get healthy.
So has there been physician dispensing in around the country for a while in some states?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So AS Meds was founded in 1988, and there were dispensing before that. But dispensing of medication by physicians goes back, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, probably so far back that...
It probably started that way, right? Before you even had the whole pharmacy, it was just that went to the doctor, and the doctor had...
Yeah, the doc was the medieval barber that they would do right. The haircut and give you the medication. It was all in one. But medication dispensing the way we do it with prepackaged medication, that predates us too, but it's been in, you know, almost 40 years that our company has been doing this.
Okay. And so... The dispensing that was going on before, mm-hmm. was it all types of medications, or was it very specific to certain types of medications, or was there any barriers to?
Well, you have to remember that medication 50 years ago, 80 years ago, wasn't the way medication is right now.
Right.
The number of patients who are on medications, the types of medications, what a pharmacist would do to actually... You know, the old mortar and pestle where they would, you know, grind up and make the pills right there. The pharmacy landscape then versus now is completely different.
Okay.
So what it looked like, I'm sure varied degrees and kinds. You know, even today we see, you know, there's 50 states, there's 50 dispensing laws that range all across the board. But the way we do it and the way we believe it should be done is as little intervention by a non-pharmacist as possible. So we're licensed as a manufacturer by the FDA. We're licensed as a wholesaler and a couple of other things. But our core is we'll take a large bottle of medication that a pharmacist would count 90 pills or 30 pills out of into and move that into the bottle through our manufacturing process. So we're not altering the pills, we're just moving it from one to the other.
Okay.
And making it almost to the point where it's error-proof for a physician to dispense that medication. So they don't need to do the pill identification, they're not counting. It all comes prepackaged, and there's controls around there to make sure that what they mean to dispense is what actually gets into the patient.
So... this is fascinating. I mean, everybody has the experience of going to the doctor and then, you know, you'd like to walk away with your medications and right. not have to go to another place. So if you go in and you get diagnosed with whatever, mm-hmm. and I recently, last week, I was dealing with, you know, some kind of, I don't know what it was, RSV or whatever it was, but I had to go in and get some medications, get some antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty traditional. I mean, it's a pretty traditional regimen. But let's say something else where you're taking it so many times a day, different than somebody else, and you're taking a different dose than somebody mm-hmm. else. Do they have access to all of the different versions of whatever that prescription is going to be? Is that how that works? Or walk me through kind of
how
that would work.
So, you know, we supply multiple specialties. Most of what we're seeing is primary care providers and urgent cares. Why don't I walk through the patient experience?
Yeah.
And that might be an easy way to understand what it looks like. So your patient, you go and you see your doctor or, you know, the mid-level that you're seeing, nurse practitioner or PA. Everything about your appointment is the same. You know, you wait, you get in a room, you get seen, they ask you the questions, they do a diagnosis. And they say, you're going to need an antibiotic or atorvastatin or something for your diabetes. I'm prescribing you this. And this is where the first change happens. So instead of, as they go to their EMR and say, what pharmacy do you want me to send it to? They go, what pharmacy do you want me to send it to? Or would you like to get the medication here? And as the patient, you have the right to choose. You know, you can get it sent to your pharmacy, you can get it there, obviously if they stock it. So you say you want to get it there, they send it from their EMR into our software, and it goes through SureScripts just like it would go to any pharmacy.
Any pharmacy, right.
Right. So technologically, same, same. They stock the medications, and every state has slightly different rules on how these medications need to get stocked. But most typically, there's no controls, and it's in, you know, like a locking walk-in closet. A typical primary care provider is going to store somewhere between 40 and 120 drugs. What do they carry? Well, it depends on who their patients are. It depends on what they prescribe. It depends on demographics, everything. They carry the medications that they most commonly prescribe that are low-cost generics. Some Schedule IVs, which are, you know, not very dangerous, relatively speaking. We don't do Schedule IIs for doctors.
Okay.
Other guys do. That's our choice. But one of their staff members typically, and this again depends on state law, is going to go to that closet, grab a bottle of the medication, and take it back to the workstation. They'll scan it with a barcode scanner, make sure that the medication that was written exactly matches the medication that they scanned, and then a patient-specific label is going to print. So the bottle is going to say atorvastatin 10 milligrams, 30 pills. Then the label that prints is going to say, you know, Frank Santos, take one by mouth daily, atorvastatin 30 milligrams or 10 milligrams, 30 pills. That gets affixed to the bottle, and the doctor does the final check before it gets handed to the patient. And okay. The system supports, you know, if it's the employer's paying for it up front, the system supports if it's cash pay where the patient pays for it. System even supports if it adjudicates to an insurance plan like a pharmacy would do.
Okay.
So we can support all payment models, but really they're going to stock what they feel they need to service most of their patients most of the time.
I'm assuming you use some kind of, you have to go in and spend some time with that practice and so that you know exactly what kind of medications they're going to.
We help them with the formulary development, but most of the time, you know, it's the providers that are running the show. So they know these are what we're going to do. You know, our company does offer the service to go through and see based off of prescribing history, what should you carry? Mm-hmm. And then we do the training and we help them set their SOPs and we make it a very easy turnkey program. But the biggest things for us are always accuracy and patient safety, and then access and speed. Make it easy for the patient to get what the doctors need. So medication adherence is a huge issue. It's only about 60% of prescriptions are picked up. With our model, we find that's close to 100%.
Oh, wow.
So that's a 40% increase of patients who are literally, and for lack of a better term, following the doctor's orders.
Yeah. Well, I get that because I know that once you leave the doctor's office, a lot of times it's you think, well, maybe I'll go do that later, or you have to send it in and maybe it's not ready then. I love the idea. So, thank you for walking me through that because mm-hmm. I didn't understand it, and that makes a lot of sense. Just by the way, do you do also dental offices or just?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cause my dad was a dentist for 40 years. And so I think about it. I used to run his office for a period of time. And I essentially in a dental office is almost the same thing. Everybody gets almost the same prescription, whether it's antibiotics or it's just some kind of, you know, Tylenol or something, but it's, so it would almost be easier, I would think, in a dental office, but.
Yeah, we do a good number of dental offices. And like you said, it's, you know, generally a fairly small formulary, but they carry exactly what they need to carry.
Yeah, that would make it a lot easier. My dad had a building where he had a pharmacy right next to his office. Literally, you walked out of his door. That's not usual. Mm-hmm. That just happened to be. So now let's go to kind of how you're working in the state of Texas. So we know that if you've been working on it for a few sessions, what kind of changes need to be made so that a physician can dispense from their office? Is it a large number of changes, everything from health and human services type changes to practice changes, you know, pharmacy board changes? What is the?
So it's probably a legislative change. I think it's definitely a legislative change here in Texas. In 48 states, it's easy for at least a doctor to be able to dispense. There's laws on the books that allow a doctor to dispense medication in 30 some odd states. Right. It's the same thing for mid-levels. Every state kind of has its own flavor and fashion, but probably the only thing that Texas and Massachusetts have in common is that doctors and mid-levels can't dispense. So it's kind of funny. You look at any of the states that border Texas, if you go and you see a doctor and they say, here's a prescription, at least that first fill of an antibiotic or first fill of a maintenance medication, any state that borders Texas, you can get that right at the doctor's office.
Really?
The rest of the prescriptions, you know, may have to go through mail order, and you know, some states are stricter than others. Arkansas is a little stricter than, you know, take New Mexico, for example. But in all of those cases, you're able to get the meds you need right at the point of being seen.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Statehouse. You can find this podcast anywhere you find your podcast today. If you like our program and you want to see more, please subscribe. Like it, share it with others. If you've got a comment, leave us a comment. Anything that makes us better, we appreciate. And we really appreciate, if you like it, to give us a 5-star review. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.